Hello, and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM2. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and TV lover. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to be sharing one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories for our final episode of the year.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365 MXM2.
Today in 1990, Law & Order debuted on NBC. Though it came from relatively humble beginnings, the show ended up becoming one of the longest-running primetime TV dramas in the United States. Let's reverse and find out how. The series is set in New York City. Each episode lasts an hour and relies on a now-famous formula. In the first half of the episode, the police investigate a crime, and now in the second half focuses on the prosecution. The crimes detailed in the show are often based on real events. Every episode of Law & Order starts with the same statement. In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police, who investigate the crime, and the district attorneys, who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories. The cast of the show changed over time. Some fan favorite characters in the original series included Detective Lenny Briscoe, Lieutenant Anita Von Buren, DA Jack McCoy, and Detective Mike Logan, played by Chris Noth of Sex and the City fame. The franchise was created by a man named Dick Wolf, who wrote for television shows like Miami Vice and ad copy for advertising agencies before starting the series. He came up with the idea for the series in 1988, and his vision was for an optimistic depiction of the criminal justice system. His first idea was for the name to be Night and Day, but he settled on Law and Order. He wanted the show to educate viewers about legal issues of the present day by using cases based on real-life headlines. Wolf took his idea to the president of Universal Television, Carrie McLuggage. McLuggage pointed out that it seemed similar to a short-lived 60s show called Arrest and Trial. Wolf and McLuggage watched the pilot of that show together and decided that they liked the format of the first half of the show being about the investigation of a crime, while the second was about the legal procedures that follow. CBS ordered the pilot of the show, everybody's favorite Bagman, which revolved around corrupt city government workers who were involved with the mob. The network didn't pick up the pilot, but the next year, NBC executives screened the pilot and liked it, though they were worried it would be too intense for viewers to get into every week. A year later, they decided to take the leap and ordered a full season. Shooting the show in New York City was super important to Dick Wolf, but when production for the show began, shooting on location in New York was very uncommon. Unions had rules that made it so films could shoot there but made it more expensive for TV shows. Wolf took matters into his own hands and went to the heads of the unions for a meeting and worked to convince them to let up on their restrictions. The unions agreed to make some concessions, and Wolf was able to shoot the show. It was still expensive to shoot in the city, but worth it for the show's producers. The choice paid off. The streets of New York were a character of their own on the series, and the city benefited too. In only 7 years, the show had paid over $200 million to the city in fees. The original Law & Order lasted 20 seasons and had its finale on May 24, 2010. The only live-action scripted American primetime series to be on for longer is one of the spin-offs, Special Victims Unit, Law & Order, SVU. On September 20, 1999, Law & Order, SVU premiered. This subset of the show investigates sex-related crimes and stars Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney as Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler. The actors and characters have both become immensely popular in pop culture. Other spin-offs include Law & Order, Criminal Intent, Law & Order, Trial by Jury, and TK. There have also been movies, video games, and international adaptions of the series. Now, let's talk about music. Today in 2013, the singer Hozier released his song Take Me to Church, which was the lead single from his self-titled debut album. He was a struggling musician, writing from his parents' attic in County Wicklow. The music video came out the same month. The song's success led Hozier to a deal with Columbia Records. And personally, I also was a huge fan of the song. I remember singing it nonstop. I'm still a massive fan of him, and I cover his music a lot on my own Twitch streams. And now for today's final segment, and for the last episode of this year's podcast, I will be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a September 13th in my life. On September 13th, 2019, I was interviewed by Spotify for a little mini documentary on me, MXMToon. And they made like a short film, basically, like a very tiny little bio on me. And they visited my family and came to Oakland and did a whole shoot and went to my old middle school and met my music teacher that taught me how to play ukulele and everything. And it was very fun and very interesting, very new. I had never had that many people in my own home. They like blocked off the whole street that my family lives on, and everybody in my neighborhood was like, what's going on? And they eventually found out they were shooting like a thing at our home. And we didn't even know. My family was like, who blocked off our street and doesn't allow us to park here? This is really stupid. We don't have any way to park. And then we realized it was technically our fault. So that's my memory from a September 13th in my life. Thank you all so much for going back in time with me all year. It's been a blast from the past. This podcast was one of the most daunting projects I think I've ever attempted to do in my time so far in music, and it was also really fun to be able to go back and explore different stories of things that I might not necessarily get to learn about or teach about in any other format beyond something like a podcast has been an absolute pleasure. I've learned so much from being a part of this project, and I'm so thankful to everybody who's taken the time out of their days to listen to different stories on 365 days, and to everybody who also offered to be on this podcast, every musical guest who's come and joined me. It's been a real pleasure to be able to do something like this, and I can't believe that we did it, guys. We made a year-long podcast with daily episodes and taught about history and taught about music and talked to some really cool people along the way. So again, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you learned something, heard something you liked, or were inspired to be curious about a new subject you might not have ever thought about before. Thank you for listening to my untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past.
It's 365 with MXMToon. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.